As patriots, it's our duty to rise up in a world full of darkness. Evil comes in many forms, and it lurks around unexpected corners. It's time to stop wondering what will happen if it comes to war. War is already here. It's time to rise. Rise up for truth. Rise up for freedom. Rise up for our rights as American citizens. And now, at the head of the militia, here's your host, Mickey Garris.
Hello, my fellow patriots, and welcome back to the show, Patriot Uprising Radio. I'm your host and fearless leader, Mickey Garris, and it is good to be here Saturday, December 5th. December 5th already. I just don't know where these months are going. They're flying by. We're flying through the holiday season. Despite the COVID year, the awful pressures that have been put on all of us, and the mandates that our Führer is forcing us into, it still seems like the year's going by incredibly fast, and I think that's a good thing. It needs to get by. We just need to get this year behind us, but we need to make sure that we do it the right way. And we've got a lot of work to do, my friends. We have less than a month to accomplish it, but right now is the time that we have to stand up. You see, we are looking evil in the eyes. We are at a time in this country. It's a crossroads. It's a crossroads that we've never been to before. You could argue that many patriots, many Americans never thought that they would see this in their lifetime. Yes, we were warned. Our founding fathers believed there could come a day, but we didn't believe it. We've had it so good here. What have we done? We've had apathy. We've stuck our head in the sand, and we've just allowed evil to come through our front door, basically. We've allowed it to infiltrate our government and get into these powerful positions. And what's going on now in this country, it's frightening. And it's a battle that we can't lose, but it's also a battle that I don't know exactly how to fight it. We have half our fellow countrymen that have been completely brainwashed. It's been going on for decades, for generations now, the indoctrination. Indoctrination they're getting in our public school system and the media. See, the Americans have been lied to for so long. We've had it good for so long, and we've not had a reason to question anybody. And you know, you send your kids to school, and we send them to school to learn from the experts. So when the teachers tell them something, they believe what they're saying. But what if they're not being told things that are truthful? We come home in the evening and we turn on the news, and for so many decades we trusted what the news was telling us, because for so long the news used to do just that. They reported the news. They didn't give commentary. They just reported facts. They told what was happening. And they let you make your judgment. And back in the day, you could trust what they were telling you. We had no reason not to trust what they were telling us. Now, we know that over time, corruption started creeping in the door, and we're staring communism, my friends, in the eye right now. And I know a lot of people like to call what's happening in this country, oh, we've got a liberalism, a progressive movement happening, maybe a radical progressive movement. Maybe we're tiptoeing around with socialism. But my friends, it's communism. That is their goal. That is what they're looking for. That is what they're after. And that is what they are seeking to implement. And it's coming very fast. And they've successfully taken control of our learning institutions. They've successfully taken control of several of our government institutions. They have taking control of our media. And we know now that they most likely have taken control of our election process. And so as patriots, as Americans, we got to say where and when and how do we stand up if we love this country, if we love freedom, if we love liberty? What are we going to do, and what are we willing to do? Are we willing to fight? we've got so many big things on our plate right now, so many things that we, the generations that are alive today, have never had to deal with. And I question, do the generations that are alive today have what it takes to deal with the troubles that we are going to face? Do we have the fortitude to move forward? Do we have the character? Do we have the moral character to keep on doing what's right? Not cave under pressure, not quit when things get tough or when we get scared. Are we going to sit back like cowards? Or are we going to trudge forward and fight for what's left of this republic? And I say what's left of this republic because in a lot of ways, you have to question, does our republic still stand? That's pretty hard to hear. And some of you guys might be mad at me for even suggesting that our republic possibly is already lost. But I see so many so-called Americans, I won't call them Americans, but so many of the citizens in this country that are just, they're okay with the things that are happening. They know it's wrong, but they don't care. They know we've been lied to, and they don't care. They know that it's immoral, and it goes against our foundation. It goes against our Constitution. They know that it strips our freedom and liberty, our rights, and they don't care. And they've allowed this to happen. And they've allowed it to happen without any consequences. In fact, there won't even be any talk of consequences. And we can't trust the authorities, the powers that be, to do the jobs that they're assigned to do. When there's crimes committed, we can't trust the powers that be to go out and find these criminals, investigate these criminals, prosecute these criminals. We know the corruption in our government. We know so much of the crimes that they are committing against this nation, against you and I, the citizens, the lies they have told us, the acts of treason and tyranny that they are guilty of. We have seen the evidence. We have heard the rumors. But they are protected. They are protected by the very people that we've entrusted to uphold our laws. And we're sitting on the sidelines. We're watching. We're waiting. We know it's not right. We get frustrated amongst our groups of people. We talk and we moan and we complain. And we're angry and we just don't understand it. But what do we do beyond that? We don't know what to do. And that's the problem. So many of us don't know history. They don't understand what's next. They don't understand if we keep going down this path, what that means, what's coming, how bad it will really get. These young kids today that are pushing for the things that are happening in this country, that are okay with this corruption, that are okay with steering us down the road towards communism, they don't understand that this isn't a game. You can't just flip the switch and magically go back. When the republic is gone, when your freedom is stripped, when you wake up and you have no more liberty, you don't get it back. You'll never get it back. You might try. You know what's happened to the other countries across the globe that have gone through similar things? They're still fighting. See, they realize now maybe what they've lost, but they're so defeated and so oppressed, they can't get themselves out of that hole. They can't dig themselves out. Out of desperation, their last dying attempt, they're going to try to fight, but it's already too late. So what we've got is generations now of fighting and bloodshed and death and slaughtering and killing from these people that at one time had freedom, had liberty, had a profitable country. Rich, thriving economies. And because somewhere along the way they became brainwashed, because somewhere along the way they allowed this different ideology, this evil ideology, to seep into their government, to take control, they lost everything. And now I look at our country and I realize what's happening. And if you've studied history, you too realize what's happening. And if you've studied our Constitution, you also know what we have to do. But the problem is, I'm not sure that there's enough of us anymore that get that. I think there's a lot of people that believe the grass is greener on the other side. My friends, if that is your logic, why is this country the country that everybody wants to come to? Why when people escape these countries that are rife with tyranny, dictators, communists, fascist. Why when these people escape those countries that are oppressing them, that are killing them, that are slaughtering them, that are committing these horrific acts of genocide, that are holding them all as prisoners? Why do they come running to this country if we're so bad? If there's a better way, if what other countries are doing is better, why does everybody come here? My friends, I don't think there is a place in the world that anybody would rather be than here. I don't think there's a country in the world, if people could decide where they were born, I don't think there's any place in the world other than the United States that people would pick. Yet our own citizens, people that were blessed enough to be born in this beautiful country, people that were gifted this opportunity to experience the American dream, they think the grass is greener on the other side of the fence. They think that they shouldn't have to work for what they have. They think that they're entitled and it should just be given to them. They think that everybody should be equal. Nobody should have to earn their way. Wealth should be redistributed. That socialism is the answer, and it never stops at socialism. It will go straight to communism, and it will mean death to America, and we will not come back. How did we get a country that has half of its population a bunch of ignorant fools? Idiots. That's what we're dealing with right now. And how do you change it when the means that we would use to do so are controlled by these evil people, by these tyrannical leaders, by a media that is pushing this agenda? I talk to some of these people and it blows my mind. Take, for example, the corruption during this election cycle. All the fraud that we now know took place, we know for a fact, thousands upon thousands of sworn affidavits, hundreds of thousands of votes turned. Now they've been telling us for weeks, get over it, Biden won. It's time for us to just all get along, get over it. And they've been telling us there is no such thing as election fraud. You guys are all a bunch of conspiracy nuts. There's no election fraud, get over it. And I look at them and I say, how can you honestly say that? How can you look me in the eye? You little lying son of a gun. How can you look me in the eye and say there's no fraud with the facts that we know right now? And then I got to stop and remember, what facts do they know? Where are they getting their information? You see, people like me, I'm not happy hearing it from one source. And I go digging, and I've found it harder and harder over the years to dig and find truthful, factual information. And it's harder to know what's truthful and what's not truthful because all the media is controlled. You can't Google something and trust that you're being told the truth. So I have to look in multiple sources, and it takes hours and hours and hours. Most people will not do that. These people that are looking me in the eye and saying there's no election fraud, these people are getting their information from one source. And it's from the liberal, biased media. Of course they don't think there's any election fraud. Don't turn that dial. We've got lots coming. We'll be right back here on Patriot Uprising Radio.
We're back with more Patriot Uprising Radio with Mickey Garris.
Hello, my friends, and welcome back to the show, Patriot Uprising Radio. I'm your host and fearless leader, Mickey Garris, and it's good to be here with you. Saturday, December 5th. My gosh, we were just talking about the craziness that's happening in this country. I almost can't take it. I don't know what to do when we have half of our countrymen, half of the citizens in this country, okay with what's happening. And if you're just joining us, I was trying to give them some justification. You know, when we talk about the election fraud and everything that's going on, and they look you in the eye and they swear up and down there was no fraud. We know differently. We're hearing different facts from different places. We're doing our own research. We're just not sheep that are blindly following CNN or MSNBC or whatever other liberal biased news source the left listens to. And you see, when people turn on those stations, when they turn on that news at night, when they listen to CNN and all those other liberal stations, they're not hearing anything about fraud. If fraud's mentioned, it's Donald Trump claims that there's fraud and there's no evidence. Donald Trump lost in court, could not prove any evidence of fraud. Judges threw out Donald Trump's lawsuit. You see, they're not getting the rest of the story. They're not hearing it from different sources. They're not going and researching it themselves. They're believing everything. Most cases, they don't even listen to the actual story. They read the headline and they're content. That's all they know. They only know what they know. And so I sit there and say, how can you look me in the eye after everything that we've learned this last 2 weeks about election fraud and tell me that there's no fraud? And I get angry because you and I, we're smart. We're smarter than the left. We know better. We know the truth. But then I have to remember, they don't know. They don't know what they don't know. And unfortunately, we have a group of people that are so ignorant, that are so sheepish, they're going to believe whatever they're told by the left. And that's it. And they're content with that. And see, they're also being told that capitalism bad, republic bad, socialism good. What's wrong with communism? And they're being told that by the media. They're being told that by their teachers. They're being told that by their college professors. Now we got this giant COVID scare, the country locked down, the Western states. We're going to be locked down forever with the governors we have. The West Coast is screwed, my friends. We got to make some changes. I hope it's not too late, but they are ruining us. Why do you think that is? Because when you hit rock bottom, when you're broke, when you don't have any money, when the state has taxed you to death and closed your business, when they refuse to let you out of your house, and you get hungry and you have a family that you have to support somehow, you have kids that you have to feed somehow, who do you turn to for help? The government. See, socialism, we see things happening very rapidly right now. It's in your face, blatant, right? But it has got its foot in the door slowly over the last 30, 40 years. They've been so smart, so methodical about how they have done this. And sadly, you know, at the beginning of the show, I posed the question, do we still have a true republic? Have we already lost it? And I said that was going to be a hard pill to swallow for some, But when you think about what we've allowed the government to become, when you think about the social programs that exist in this republic, are we truly a republic? Do we operate 100% as a capitalistic society? We don't. See, we've tempted people with these programs. We've told certain groups of people, classes of people, it's okay, we'll take care of you. You don't have to be better than who you are today to survive. We've dangled that carrot. And so many weak-minded fools, they've been enticed. They've taken the bite. They've got a taste of this. And they've taught their children it's okay. And then they've seen that they can actually get rewarded if they ask for more. With what we've done with our welfare programs and all these other social programs we have, some of our health care programs, we've opened the door to Pandora's box. Like I said, over the last 40, 50 years, they've been tiptoeing through that front door, and we've been okay with it. And now we have younger generations that are so reliant on it, it's not extreme to think of the next step. It's not extreme for us to understand how they dislike this republic and want to go full-blown socialist. But what's happening now will make us end up full-blown communist. That's where we're headed. And that's what you guys need to understand. And as I was saying, if you're listening to me out there, kids, once you go down that path, it's nothing but pain, hurt, sorrow, and there's no coming back. I told you guys on the last program that it was just about a decade that Venezuela went from being one of the most wealthy countries in the world. In about a decade, they went from being where we are today, better off than we are today, to where they sit currently, to where they are now. A country broken and torn, and their people slaughtered daily. Is that what you want for this country? Is that America? Are we still a republic? Stick with us, my friends. Don't turn that dial. We'll be right back here on Patriot Uprising Radio.
We're back with more Patriot Uprising Radio with Mickey Garris.
Hello, my friends, and welcome back to the show, Patriot Uprising Radio. I'm your fearless leader, Mickey Garris, and it's good to be with you here on this Saturday afternoon. Guess what I did this morning? We went and got our Christmas tree. You know why? Because we love Christmas, and we love the holiday season. And we had a great Thanksgiving with family. We did not follow Kate Brown's rules. We did not follow the Fuhrer's rules of six people only. And I don't care if she hears that on this radio program. What are you going to do to me now, Kate Brown? I'm not afraid of you. And that's what we need to do. We need to stand up to these dictators, these people that are telling us how we can live our lives and stripping us of our freedom and liberties. And if you're not willing to stand up and fight for this, my friends, it ties right back into what I said. Do we still have a republic? Take law enforcement, for example. And this is a tough one because I'm 100% pro-law enforcement. I love our cops. I love our military. If you've heard this show, if you've heard me in the past, you know that's 100% true. My best friends are law enforcement. And I'm going to support and defend them 99.9% of the time. Because most of them, the far vast majority, are good guys. They want to help people. They want to help the citizens. I've always stand with them, and I'm always going to give them that benefit of the doubt. I know they're awesome guys. They serve our community with integrity and honor, and they do it selflessly. I hate what's going on in this country, the hate and disdain for our law enforcement and our military, the civil unrest and the lawlessness that we're seeing that's putting them in harm's way, in jeopardy each and every day, putting their lives on the line. I hate the disrespect, and I hate how our elected officials treat them and blame everything on them, as if the problems in this country are because of law enforcement. I don't think that law enforcement is racist. I'm not saying that every single cop is good and perfect. They're humans. There's good and bad in everybody. But I don't think there's systemic racism. I have not seen it anyway. And I think there's a bigger effort today to wipe it out, to do away with it. And up until recently, I think the country was on the right path. But I think this last 8-10 years, we've started to slide back from that. But not because of anything that white people have done. Not because that the Republicans have done anything, or conservatives have done anything, or patriots have done anything. It's because the left, for some reason, has this hatred for us, and they're using racism as a tool. And they're convincing people that there's this mass racism out there, and it's coming from the right. And that's just not true. I want to tell you guys, I want to give you guys a warning right now. Everything I just said about law enforcement is 100% true. But there's something else that you guys do need to consider. And if you haven't already considered it, you're starting off at a disadvantage. In these difficult times we're experiencing, every day we see our freedom and liberty being chipped away a little more. There's no doubt that this republic is under attack, my friends. The extremists, they're ushering in this radical progressive ideology. I said that it's going to lead to communism, and it's going to lead there fast. You can call it whatever you want, socialism, Marxism, fascism, communism. But it's all un-American, and that's what you guys need to understand. That's where they're taking us. It's an anti-American agenda. Half of the population is embracing these lies, and they want this. They're welcoming this. They're opening their door to it. This dangerous ideology is embedded in our government, and our government has become tyrannical. Now, my friends, I've told you before, we've talked about it on this show over and over again. Our founding fathers warned us of this. They knew we were going to have trying times. They left us in implicit instructions to eradicate and overthrow such tyranny. And they said, they told us, they warned us, this is our duty. This is our duty. What I've feared is happening, though. The problem I see is that we are so weak now. As a society, we are weak. These new generations, the generations that are dealing with this at this moment in time, we're not like the men our founding fathers were. We're not even like our greatest generation. The men that fought and died in the world wars, the men that survived the Great Depression, those people were hard. They were strong. They were patriots. They had love for this country. They understood what freedom was. And they knew what the enemy looked like. They looked them in the eye and defeated them time and time again. Today's society can't handle those hard times. They never would have survived the past. They don't know how to. They've been purposefully conditioned not to. And so today, when we look around at what's going on, when we witness what's happening today in this country, in the United States,
It's like deja vu, isn't it? If we don't learn from history, history will repeat itself. So my warning about losing our liberties and freedoms and allowing tyranny to take over and allowing the law enforcement to be used as a tool to oppress us is legitimate. As we see our government becoming more tyrannical and society's freedom and liberty stripped away, it's already happening. Look at what Kate Brown is doing in Oregon. Look at how she threatened us about celebrating Thanksgiving with our friends and our family. Look at how she's locking down our businesses. Look at how she is threatening to arrest people, find people and arrest people, incarcerate them for exercising their God-given freedom and rights. All of our rights as citizens are in jeopardy. And let me tell you something. The military and the police, they swore an oath to uphold the Constitution. But don't be foolish. And don't let the fact that they swore that oath give you false hope. Because they are the ones that are going to be called upon by our government, by these tyrannical governments for enforcement. Kate Brown is already doing that here in Oregon. Gavin Newsom is doing that in California. It's already happening. And many of them, my friends, will blindly follow those orders, no questions asked. Why? The same reason society is blindly heading down the path to communism. Because they've been conditioned. That's what they've learned in their training. That's what they've been told for decades. They will do whatever their superiors ask. Not realizing at the time, and probably not until it's too late, that what they're doing is wrong. And I'm not saying all of them will. There are good ones. There are law enforcement and military that will stand and fight on our side, that will not violate their oaths. There are good ones, but is there enough? There are good agencies. A lot of our sheriffs, they have took the stand for the people. Their agencies will stand with the people. But will it be enough? My friends, if we keep going down this path, we will become a police state. And they will be responsible for many crimes against humanity. You think I'm crazy? You think, no, not here? This can't happen? Not in the United States? We're different? We're not like the rest of the world? Why do you believe that? We're people. I hope and I pray that that's true. I hope that that doesn't happen here in this country. But I'm not certain, not after what I've witnessed just in the last 2 or 3 weeks. It's already started. We've been threatened under years under the guise of public health. We were not to celebrate Thanksgiving. We're being told not to travel, not to worship our God, not to go to church, not to celebrate Christmas. And if you've studied history, you'll understand that's just what happens. That's what has always happened. There has never been a significant time that the police and the military didn't eventually turn on the citizens when directed by their government, when directed by their leaders. I take you back. Look at Venezuela. Look at Russia, the Soviet Union, China, Germany. I could name you so many. It goes on for centuries and centuries. When people interviewed the military and the police that participated in the Holocaust, that were responsible for the genocide of all of those people, at the time they honestly believed what they were doing was right. because their government told them it was right. They reported, incarcerated, and killed their friends and their neighbors for their government and a false ideology. Think about that, friends. It's a hard reality to accept. I get it. And we could argue that we're not them, that we are a republic. But the fact that we're even talking about this, the fact that I'm having this conversation with you right now, it should tell you we've already started down that path. This republic is under siege, and if the powers that be have their way, it will be non-existent. If we allow it to happen, this grave scenario could be very well played out here, just as it has countless times before across the globe. Stick with me, friends. Don't turn that dial. We'll be right back.
We're back with more Patriot Uprising Radio with Mickey Garris.
Hello, my friends, and welcome back to the show, Patriot Uprising Radio. I'm your fearless leader, Mickey Garris, and it's great to be here on this Saturday afternoon. We've been talking about some heavy stuff. There is so much loaded up in our country right now. So many things to think about. And I was just warning you about how easily we can slip down the path to communism and how it's happened in these other countries and the signs I'm seeing here in this country. And I was cautioning you about how our government, the tyrannical side of that anyway, like Kate Brown, Oregon, California, Washington, how they're going to start using police, possibly military one day, to turn us into a police state. And they've already started in a lot of ways. Right now, they're justifying their actions under this health scare COVID, right? And we're seeing them threaten our freedom and they're stripping away our livelihoods. They're shutting our businesses. And they're using our police, our law enforcement, to threaten us. Now, many of the agencies are not going along with it. They don't want to. But some will. Some are. And so, we've got to be vigilant. It's time for us to be paying attention and understanding how quickly we can get from where we are today to looking like what Venezuela looks like. Understanding the events that took place in Nazi Germany and how the Holocaust went down. Understanding what the governments in Russia did to their people or China. That's one thing that's good about history is we have countless examples to look at. And if we're smart, we learn from it and we do our best not to fall into that trap and repeat it. This republic, you guys, right now is under siege, and we need to work together. We need to make a stand for this country. We need to defend this republic, because this idea, this American dream, American exceptionalism, it is worth fighting for, and it is worth dying for, my friends. We need to understand what is at stake right here and right now. If you guys haven't seen this story, just on Friday, there was a doctor in Oregon, actually from my hometown, a doctor I know, a doctor that many of my friends go to, that he's been their family doctor for decades and worked in the ER, and he's known for how well he cares for his patients. He's an exceptional doctor. He is well-loved, and he loves his patients. But he dared defied Governor Brown. He went to a rally and he openly spoke against her mandates and he openly spoke about wearing these masks and how the masks aren't protecting people. They don't do any good. In fact, a lot of times the studies show that they actually are hurting us even more. And in this rally, he talked about how in his office, at his practice, him and his staff haven't been wearing masks. And on Friday, you know what they did? The Oregon Medical Board suspended his license. They stripped him of his livelihood, like they have so many other businesses this last 3 or 4 months. They stripped him of his livelihood. You know, it's not easy to become a doctor, my friends. There's a little bit of schooling that goes into that. And he was a very, very, very well-accredited and experienced doctor. And like I said, he was loved by his patients. I don't think he was putting his patients in harm's way. I don't think he was putting any of his patients in jeopardy. But because he openly defied the governor, because he told people the truth, because he was honest, they attacked him. A practice that he has spent a lifetime building. Schooling that he paid for. Shoot, he was a doctor. He probably still is paying for his schooling. And the Oregon Medical Board suspended the license. That is the type of tyranny I'm talking about. What do we do? What are we going to do when this type of tyranny keeps getting out of hand? Keeps festering and turns into something that all of a sudden destroys what's left of this republic. Look at what's happening during this election. Look at the fraud that we know has happened. Look at the different officials that we've been counting on to do something. The Department of Justice, Bill Barr, where is Bill Barr? The FBI. How much crime do they have to sit on before they act? How much evidence and proof do they need before they investigate? Our courts, why won't they allow these hearings? With what's came out this last week about the election fraud? Next week, let me tell you, the legislators, they better step up to the plate and do what's right. And if they don't, the Supreme Court better take on this case. If they do not, we have no hope left. Because the very institutions that our founding fathers put in place to protect our Constitution and this republic and ensure our rights as citizens are so corrupt, are so full of anti-American treasonous bastards that there is no hope. And so what do we do then? What is the next step? What are you willing to do? This can't be allowed to stand. It cannot be allowed to stand. If it is, the republic is already gone. And like I said, it's taking us down the road to full-blown communism. There's been some talk about martial law. General Flynn and some other generals have actually come out and they've got petitions encouraging President Trump to declare martial law and let the military come in and handle re-elections. Let the military do their investigation. Let them hold a tribunal. Are we there? Would you support President Trump declaring martial law? That is in our Constitution. Now the left would go crazy. They would say, see, he's a dictator. He's a dictator just like we said he was. But what is he to do? If the FBI won't investigate this fraud, these crimes, these acts of treason, if the courts won't hear and look at this evidence, if the DOJ won't do anything, if your elected officials, the legislators that have full authority to stop this nonsense, to set us right, refuse to take it up. And we know for a fact that this has gone on. We know for a fact that it's been happening. Why shouldn't Donald Trump call martial law and let the military take over until we get to the bottom of this? Nothing should be more important than guaranteeing the integrity of this election, not the next election, Not the election in 4 years from now. This election right now. Because if we don't get to the bottom of this one, we will never have another fair election ever again. And that's a guarantee. You can take that to the bank, my friends. We need to figure out what happened in this election. We know for a fact, there was fraud. Now, we don't know 100% to what level. We suspect it was huge. I can't sit here and honestly tell you today, I know for a fact that if they investigate everything and if they throw out all the illegal votes and they make sure that they count every single legal vote, that Donald Trump would win. I believe he would. I believe he would win by a landslide, but I can't tell you that. But that's why we need to have this investigation. That's why we need to look at it thoroughly, because we need to know that for a fact. And when it's all said and done, and we're confident that this election had integrity and that everything was done right, if it comes out that Joe Biden won, by God, Joe Biden is the next president of the United States. But we cannot say that today, nor should we say that now. And you shouldn't say, well, that's just the way it goes this time around. We'll get it right the next time, because if that happens, we are no longer a republic. My friends, now's the time. Do we fight to keep this republic or not? Make your choice. Figure out when you're drawing that line in the sand. Stay vigilant. God bless you guys. God bless Donald Trump. Pray for him. And God bless the United States of America. We'll catch you next time on Patriot Uprising Radio.
You've been listening to Patriot Uprising Radio right here on KSLM and KSLM.news.